MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Mihail Vasilescu. He is CEO of MAS, the new incoming CEO. Mihail, appreciate the early morning time. I want to come to strategy. I want to come to disposals and the like. But first, let's take a big look at Eastern Europe. It's certainly been a space where South African investors and REITs have been operational going back 20-odd years. You're in Poland, I think just one in Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, mostly commercial and residential. And still a strong region, a strong growth prospect, low-ish interest rates, and an attractive investment space.
Good morning, Simon, and thank you for having me this morning on your podcast. Hope it's as lovely morning in South Africa as it is in Bucharest. Property investment in Eastern Europe has worked well for those investors that knew what they were doing. I mean, unlike the adage that real estate is a place where you start off with a large fortune and you end up with a small fortune, I think the opposite holds true for Eastern Europe over the past two decades. Again, for those investors that knew what they were doing. I mean, just take retail for as an area of focus, which is the sector where we have specialized in primarily. Mm-hmm. Romania, for instance, has been growing at a rate of 10% per year for over two decades now.
Wowza.
Bulgaria, it's 9%, and Poland around 6%, and that's in euro terms, and that is household consumption per capita. So that's, I think, unparalleled growth. And it does mean that today Romania is the second largest market in CE, and in terms of overall size, it surpasses countries such as Portugal, Denmark, or Greece. And of course, in this process over these years, this resulted in a lot of demand for modern retail space, mm-hmm. which in turn fueled very good opportunities for developments and investments in general. Yes.
I want to pick up on, because if I'm thinking back, and I remember NEPI Rockcastle, this is now 2008 when they were listing, they were actually in my studios in South Africa, they came in and we chatted, and at the point, I kind of thought the story was sort of the Berlin Wall coming down, the freeing up of these countries, and that this would have a shorter term boom, but this boom is now 20 years old, 30 years old if we take it back down to into the 90s, which is a probably fair response, and truthfully, continues onwards. I mean, this wasn't a one-off. This is a region that continues to have good underlying economic growth.
Correct. And of course, the European Union had a lot of contribution there. So Romania's accession in 2007 and the accession by the other countries at different points in time contributed a lot to this growth story. Will this race hold in the future? I think that there is a tapering off. I mean, surely if you look at the same metric, you look at the household consumption per capita in Romania, it is still now, say, roughly half of the levels you will find in France or Italy, for that matter. Mm-hmm. So there is still a lot of road to travel in terms of convergence to Western European levels. But we are seeing that the growth rates are gradually reducing. And we're seeing it also in terms of new opportunities that we can identify. So if I look back 10 years ago when we started Prime Capital and we set up the joint venture with MAS, there was a very large pipeline that we identified and executed over the years. I can't say that the same still holds true. The opportunities are fewer and further apart, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And of course, this had its say on the change in strategy that we announced in the recent sense. But actually, it was initially announced back in October when after the PKI's successful voluntary bid and the board constitution, the board sat down and looked at the opportunities available to MAS and decided that MAS should diversify away from its current sectoral and geography focus to a more broader investment platform that is, say, sector agnostic, geography agnostic, mm-hmm. Because we think that puts the company in a better position to, you know, identify the next big thing or big things, mm-hmm. and deliver on its objective to maximize returns over the long run.
Yeah, I take your point. And there was, I mean, there was that sense, I think at 10 October, which talked around a strategic and a dividend policy update, the new chair and the line. But it has been coming. And you make you've been doing a bunch of transactions. You sold a property to Hyprop. I think the aggregate net proceeds, just over 200 million euros. And the key point is you say you're not necessarily going to be geographically constrained to Central Eastern Europe, but also perhaps not necessarily in the real estate investment space either. Your background, financial services, perhaps completely other sectors where you find opportunity.
Absolutely. That is definitely the intention. As I said, we're looking for the next big thing or big things that exhibit similar fundamentals as retail did over the last 20 years in order to reap the benefits from those investments. And of course, this means that MAS needs to broaden its team to attract adequate talent for this endeavor. It also means that there will be elements of cash drag over at discrete moments in time, and they will take their toll on the over the short term in terms of returns. There may be an impact also at shareholding level, minority shareholding, that is, and this may not align fully with some shareholders. But we do believe that it is in the company's best interest to broaden its horizon and search for new opportunities. We had a very good story. It's time to identify new stories now.
Yeah, no, 100%. Take your point. Do you have, I mean, is there a sense of timeline, or is this a case of you really just are out there looking and you don't know how long it's going to take? Or have you got maybe something you already got an eye on?
Well, it's more of the latter. I mean, obviously, we're scanning for opportunities, but these things take time, and they don't happen overnight. We're not really at a point where we can announce something concrete. We'll do so in due course.
Yeah, no, fair enough. We will keep our eye on the Sense channel, see what's come through. We'll leave it there. MAS CEO Mihail Vasilescu, appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.